The fourth agreement, I will make requests, not demands. I will make requests, not demands. When I choose to speak up about a need or preference, I will make a respectful request. I will not criticize or make demands. If, for whatever reason, you are unavailable to accommodate me, I will respect your decision and will follow through with an appropriate plan to take care of myself without resentment. If you agree to accommodate me, I will offer my support in helping you to do so. Communication is essential in any relationship, and a key part of that communication involves expressing your needs and preferences. However, how you go about expressing those needs can make all the difference. The fourth agreement, I will make requests, not demands, emphasizes the importance of approaching your partner with respect and consideration when you need something. It's about framing your desires in a way that invites collaboration rather than creating conflict. Making requests instead of demands might seem like a subtle difference, but it's a powerful shift in mindset and communication. A request respects the autonomy of your partner and acknowledges their right to say no, while a demand often carries an expectation of compliance, which can lead to resentment and resistance. This agreement is about fostering a sense of partnership where both individuals feel valued and respected, and where communication is based on mutual understanding and support. The difference between requests and demands. To understand the importance of this agreement, it's helpful to clarify the distinction between requests and demands. A request is an invitation. It's a way of expressing your needs while allowing space for your partner to respond in a way that feels right for them. For example, saying, "I would really appreciate it if you could help with the dishes tonight," is a request. It's clear, respectful, and leaves room for your partner to agree or decline based on their own circumstances. A demand, on the other hand, often comes with an expectation of compliance and can carry an implicit or explicit consequence if not met. For example, "You need to do the dishes tonight," is a demand. It doesn't acknowledge your partner's needs or circumstances and often implies that they have no choice in the matter. Demands can create tension because they can feel controlling or disrespectful, leading to defensiveness or resentment. By choosing to make requests instead of demands, you create a more positive and collaborative atmosphere in your relationship. This approach encourages open dialogue and mutual respect, making it easier to address each other's needs without causing unnecessary friction. How to practice making requests. Making requests instead of demands is a skill that can transform the way you communicate with your partner. Here are some strategies to help you make requests that are clear, respectful, and effective. Number one, be clear and specific. When making a request, it's important to be clear and specific about what you need. Vague or ambiguous requests can lead to misunderstandings or frustration. For example, instead of saying, "I need more help around the house," you might say, "Could you help me by taking out the trash and doing the dishes after dinner?" This makes it easier for your partner to understand exactly what you're asking for and how they can assist. Number two, use I statements. Just as with other aspects of communication, using I statements can help make your requests more effective. For example, saying, "I would feel less stressed if you could help with the chores tonight," focuses on your feelings and needs rather than making it about what your partner is or isn't doing. This approach reduces the likelihood of your partner feeling blamed or pressured. Number three, respect their response. One of the most important aspects of making a request is respecting your partner's response, even if it's not what you were hoping for. If your partner is unable to meet your requests, it's important to accept that without resentment. For instance, if your partner says, "I'm really tired tonight and I don't think I can help with the dishes," respond with understanding rather than frustration. You might say, "I understand. Maybe we can tackle them together tomorrow." Number four, offer support. If your partner agrees to your request, consider offering support in return. For example, if they agree to help you with a task, you might ask how you can make it easier for them to do so. or offer to assist in another way, or express appreciation for their help. This creates a sense of teamwork and reinforces the idea that you're both working together to support each other's needs. Number 5, avoid ultimatums. It's important to avoid turning requests into ultimatums, as this shifts the dynamic back towards demands. An ultimatum such as, "If you don't help with this, I'm going to be really upset," puts pressure on your partner and can lead to feelings of resentment. Instead, focus on expressing your needs and being open to negotiation or compromise. The benefits of making requests. When you practice making requests rather than demands, you contribute to a healthier, more cooperative relationship. Here are some of the key benefits. Enhanced cooperation. Requests encourage cooperation rather than compliance. When your partner feels respected and valued, they are more likely to be open to helping you meet your needs. This cooperative dynamic strengthens the relationship and fosters a sense of partnership. Reduced resentment. Demands often lead to resentment, especially if one partner feels they are being ordered around or their needs are not being considered. By making requests, you reduce the likelihood of resentment building up in the relationship, as both partners feel their autonomy is respected. Improved communication. Making requests requires clear and thoughtful communication. This practice can help improve overall communication in the relationship, as it encourages both partners to express their needs and listen to each other more effectively. Greater emotional intimacy. When you make requests instead of demands, you create a more positive emotional environment. This approach fosters emotional intimacy as both partners feel safe expressing their needs and desires without fear of conflict or rejection. Making requests in action. Consider a scenario where you've had a long day and are feeling exhausted. The house is a bit of a mess, and you really don't want to tackle the chores alone. Instead of demanding that your partner help out, you approach them with a request. You say, "I'm really tired tonight, and I'd appreciate it if you could help me clean up the kitchen. It would really help take a load off my shoulders." Your partner hears the genuine need in your voice and agrees to help, feeling good about being able to support you. Later, when your partner is feeling overwhelmed with their own tasks, they feel comfortable making a request of their own, because the atmosphere in the relationship is one of mutual respect and support. They know they can ask for help without fear of being dismissed or pressured. This dynamic of making requests rather than demands fosters a positive cycle of communication and cooperation. Both partners feel valued and respected, and they are more likely to support each other willingly and enthusiastically. Conclusion. The 4th relational agreement, making requests, not demands, is a powerful way to enhance communication and cooperation in your relationship. By framing your needs as requests rather than demands, you show respect for your partner's autonomy and create an environment of mutual support and understanding. Making requests is not just about getting what you want. It's about building a partnership where both individuals feel heard, valued, and respected. When you make requests, you open the door to more effective communication, greater emotional intimacy, and a stronger, more resilient relationship. Over time, this practice can transform the way you and your partner relate to each other, making your relationship a true partnership in every sense of the word.